Welcome to the Encounters Podcast, brought to you by Mercy Culture Worship. My name is Jasmine Wheeler, and I'm so glad you're here and ready to encounter God with us. Our vision is to take people from corporate encounters with God to daily personal encounters with God. So we're inviting you into our corporate encounter, hoping that it leads you deeper into your daily personal encounter. So we say, Holy Spirit, have your way. We don't make room for you. In our car, our room, wherever it is that we are right now, we don't make room for you. We give you the entire room. So speak, Lord. Your servants are listening.
Morning, good morning, Mercy Culture. I'm so excited to worship with y'all. I heard the Lord say that he wants an offering of praise that wasn't yesterday's praise. He wants a fresh praise today. He wants a fresh Thanksgiving today. So what we're going to do is we're going to let him come into this space. We're going to invite him. Holy Spirit, you can come. And then we're going to bring it way down, and we're just going to tell him we love him. So right now, just invite him in your own words. Holy Spirit, we invite you. Holy Spirit, we honor you. Oh, Holy Spirit, we love you. Holy Spirit, we honor you. That you want to meet with him. Tell him you want to give him praise. You want to give him honor. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Oh, I want to give you praise. I want to give you praise. I want to give you what you're worth. I want to give you what you're worth, Jesus. I want to give you what you're worth, Lord. Oh, Jesus, I love you. I love you. I love you. Take joy, my King. genuine worship. We give you genuine praise. We give you genuine worship. Hey, we give you, yeah, not yesterday's praise, but today's praise. Not yesterday's worship, but today's worship. Hey, we give you genuine worship. We give you genuine praise.
But I've got a father who forgives. Everything I'm
want every eye on Jesus. Oh, we set our minds on things above. Cause I've got the blood on me. Oh, every accusation, every piece of shame, we command you to leave. Cause we are under the blood of Jesus. Oh, the voice of the accuser is gone. We are in the presence of the King. I've got the blood on me. I've got the blood on me. Oh, it's the highest authority. It's the highest authority. I've got the blood. Walk into the Holy of Holies where you belong. Oh, I've got the blood on me. I've got the blood on me. Cause I've been forgiven. I've been forgiven. Cause I've got the blood on me. I've got the blood on me. Oh, I've been forgiven. Oh, I've been forgiven. Cause I've got the blood on me. I've got the blood on me. I've got the blood on me. Oh, we've got the blood on me. Oh, we've got the blood on me. Oh, Jesus, your blood's on me. Jesus, your blood's on me. Oh, Jesus, your blood's on me. Come on, every hand lifted. Oh, he's washing our minds clean. He's washing our hearts clean. Any impurity is now made pure because of the blood of Jesus. Oh, oh, I'm gonna decrease. Get out of the way so you would increase. Jesus, increase. Oh, I'm gonna decrease and get out of the way so you would increase. Jesus, increase. Yes, Lord. Oh, I'm gonna decrease and get out of the way. Get out of, oh, Jesus. I'll get out of your way. This place is filled with the majesty of Jesus Christ right now. Jesus, the Son of God, he is manifesting himself in this service right now. And how easy is it to bow before him? Oh, we get out of.
Whatever you want, we want. I believe we're supposed to build some faith in this room this morning. Are you with me, Mercy Culture? 1 Peter 1, verse 15 says, "But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all that you do. For it is written, 'Be holy because I am holy.' And since you call on a Father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear." How many know we're not called to have fear of man, only fear of the Lord? In fact, the beginning of the fear of the Lord cancels out all fear of man. And as I was praying for you this morning, and as I was running, I felt like the Holy Spirit was so clear. And he said, "I have reformers in the room." How many know it's the year of reformation? "I have reformers in the room that are waiting to have faith to see a piece of the wall fall." And I felt like the Lord brought me to Joshua. And I want you to know that on day one, day two, day three, day four, and day five, and day six of marching around those walls, not one brick fell. And I felt like the Holy Spirit spoke, we're supposed to believe for the walls to fall in our life before one brick falls. We're supposed to believe for reformation in our marriages before one sign shows. We're supposed to believe for reformation in our children, reformation in our city, reformation in our counties, in our state, and in America before one sign shows. Proverbs is clear. It says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. Do you know that I have a greater fear and reverence for the Word of God that promises reformation when we pray than I do for the world that says it's impossible? Do you believe that, Mercy Culture? Here's what I want you to do. We're gonna lift our hands across this room. We're gonna go back into it, but we're gonna declare something before, because some of you are waiting to see a sign before you believe and have faith for what God is about to do. Can you say this? Say, "Fear go, Holy Spirit come. Fear go, Holy Spirit come. Fear go, Holy Spirit come." Come on, sing it out.
Go, Holy Spirit, come, burn like a fire, blow like the wind. Fear go, Holy Spirit, come, burn like a fire, blow like the wind. Fear go, Holy Spirit, come, burn like a fire, blow like the wind. Fear go, Holy Spirit, come, burn like a fire, blow like the wind. Fear go, Holy Spirit, come.
Reformation. We walk in with joy, knowing that it is our battle, knowing that you have already prepared for us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And every reformer in the room said, amen, amen, amen.
Thanks for worshiping with us today. If you want to encounter God with us again next week, be sure to hit the subscribe button in the channel to stay in the know. Let's pray the benediction together. Lord, teach us your ways that we may know you and find your favor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.